Welcome to the Irish Distillers Tasting Club, a six-part series for whiskey lovers or anyone who's interested in learning more about the Irish whiskies we produce at Midleton Distillery, County Cork. I'm Ger Garland, and I will be your host for the series. Over six episodes, I will chat to many of my colleagues, true masters of their crafts, to bring our products to life for you. From flavours and aromas to cask selection, and the wonderful stories behind each product, we will share insights into how we create some of the world's most enjoyed Irish whiskies. For the final episode in the series, I am joined by master distiller Brian Nation to talk about the iconic Irish brand that is Powers Irish Whiskey. With its bold style and complex taste, Powers is all about the finer cut, and together we delve into what makes Powers a firm favourite among Irish whiskey fans.
Hi everybody, you're very welcome to Midleton Distillery, where I'm delighted today to be joined by head distiller, Brian Nation. Brian, you might tell us a little bit about your role on a day-to-day basis and what your role as head distiller entails here in Midleton.
Ger, my role as head distiller here in Midleton is quite varied. My responsibility mainly is for the quality of all the new distillates that we make, be it in the distillery itself or in the micro distillery. But it also, you know, every day is different. You could be looking at the efficiency of brewing on one day, efficiency of distillation the next, and then doing innovation and new product development and liquid innovation down in the micro distillery. So it's a very, very varied role, and it's, you know, it's a fantastic role to have, and I really love what I do.
How do you become head distiller of such a amazing operation like Midleton?
To be honest, it was by pure accident, really, because my background was chemical and process engineering. And when I was leaving college, I would have thought that I would have ended up in a pharmaceutical plant or an oil refinery. But I worked in both, but I couldn't say I really loved it. And an opportunity came up in the distillery, and I went and started working there as an environmental engineer for the first year. Then I moved into projects, and in 2002 I moved into production, and that's really where my relationship with Barry Crockett began to build. Mm-hmm. And effectively I trained with Barry until 2013, and then I took over as master distiller.
Barry had worked in other Irish distillers' distilleries like Powers in John's Lane. It's a really well-respected brand. Once it was the biggest Irish whiskey in the world. Would you feel that any of that knowledge was passed on to you from Barry's time in John's Lane?
Absolutely, in that, you know, I keep on telling people I was very fortunate to be trained by such an icon, not just of Irish whiskey, but of world whiskey, in Barry Crockett. I mean, that man had years and years of experience of working in the distillery. His father was master distiller before. So he was really steeped in the heritage and the history of distilling. So I really was fortunate to be trained by Barry. Barry, during his time here, actually did a bit of time working up in Powers John's Lane. And I think if you consider what was going on around that time, in 1966, the big powerhouses of Irish whiskey came together and actually amalgamated to form effectively Irish distillers. So you had the Jemison family, you had the Powers family, and you had Cork distilleries. Now, that was a very brave move at the time, because each of them would have been very proud of their own brands. But they also realised that if they wanted the Irish whiskey category to grow again and to develop, they would have had to really needed to work together rather than competing against each other on the market with one single brand. And then the decision, because both Jemison Distillery and Powers Distillery was landlocked in Dublin, the decision to move all operations to Midleton again was a massive decision. And if you think about it, the distillery had to be designed, and particularly the process of brewing and the process of distilling had to be designed to be able to produce the different styles of pot distillate that the Jemison family had, that Cork distilleries had, and that Powers had. So Barry doing a bit of time working up in Powers John's Lane really helped for him to understand the process that was happening, that he could transfer it down here into Midleton as well.
Within the Powers range, you have a number of whiskies today, including Powers Gold Label. Recently, you introduced Powers Three Swallow, Powers Signature, and Powers John's Lane. And the difference between Powers Gold Label and the other three whiskies, could you explain the difference to me?
Well, I suppose the first thing to say is that Powers Go label would be a blend. It would have both pot still and grain whiskey in it. The other three that you mentioned are all single pot still whiskies. And Irish distillers really have been the custodians of single pot still whiskey for the last forever, effectively. They really are the reason, and particularly the likes of Barry Crockett and people before him, are the reason that single pot still whiskey is still here today. During the 80s, when, you know, distilling was, there wasn't a great need to distill all year round. The easy option would have been to shut the distillery and just run half the year. But Barry and people at that time had the foresight to actually lay down stocks of single pot still whiskey that allowed us to really reignite the single pot still category back in 2010, 2011 by repackaging Redbreast and Green Spot, which would have been really cult-following whiskies for single pot still, but also bringing on the market a new range of single pot still whiskies, Barry Crockett Legacy and Powers John's Lane. And really, Powers John's Lane, for me, as a single pot still whiskey, really does showcase and signify the real characteristic flavour profile of what Powers whiskey was and is today.
I'd certainly like to try it. Will we pour a glass?
Absolutely. Now, Powers John's Lane whiskey, being a single pot still whiskey, has got a lot of flavour intensity, because single pot still whiskey by its nature does deliver a lot of spicy characteristic. It delivers a lot of robust flavours. Particularly then when we're talking about Powers John's Lane, because there's such a high inclusion of what we call refill barrels. So it's barrels that have been used the second and third time in order to bring the distillate characteristic more to the fore and have more of the wood contribution sitting more in the background than you would with some other whiskies. And for me, single pot still whiskey, it is, for me, Powers John's Lane, it is one of my favourite whiskies, simply because maybe I'm a little bit biased, but that distillate characteristic is really to the fore. And when you nose Powers John's Lane, initially you get that lovely, robust spice, but you also get a lot of earthy characteristics. You get some, you even get some hints of tobacco, even some hints of leather. And then you also have all of this sitting on, it's almost very, very much layered, the whiskey itself. You've got some lovely charred oak. You even got some dark chocolate and even some treacle toffee in the background as well. On the taste, the robustness and the spiciness follows through on the taste. It's an explosion of flavours. You've got all of that earthy characteristic, that spiciness that I spoke about. There is a creaminess there, and that creaminess is, and that creamy mouthfeel is typically coming from the unmalted barley element of the pot still mash bill. But those spices are very much dancing on your tongue the minute you actually taste it. But then those spices begin to subtly fade away, and you've got a lovely honey, sweet, even some apricots coming through. And some of that is coming from the small inclusion of some sherry cask in the overall mix. And that gives it a lovely balance and a lovely complexity as well. And while we're talking here, that finish tends to linger, but it's a lovely, warm, lingering feeling, and then that sweetness slowly moves away and you're ending up with some charred oak and toasted oak.
It's a wonderfully complex whiskey, as you said, with loads of length. And you were saying when you're creating the pot still distillate for this particular whiskey, you mentioned earlier on that it was almost a style that was synonymous with Powers. Is it this robust and spicy nature? What other characteristics would you describe as this particular distillate?
What I would say is that the particular style of distillate that we produce for Powers whiskey tends to have, it's a different cut in the distillation. We tend to cut a little bit further down into what we call or from spirit to faints. And that allows that earthy characteristic and that more robust spice to come to the fore. And then by virtue of using a lot more refill barrels, you tend to maintain that robust spiciness on the distillate characteristic and leave it more to the fore than you would if you had matured this in a lot of first fill barrels, for instance. So that really is maintaining that true power style of whisky.
And if you were to enjoy this whisky with some food, for example, would there be anything in particular that you would think that it would be suitable to maybe just enjoy to complement it or to just something nice to eat with it?
Yeah, I find because that Powers John's Lane is quite robust and full of spice, it would, for me, it would be something that would go well with a main course, particularly a meat dish. And I think that the flavours and the robust flavours of this whisky will complement any meat dish as a main course. But again, I wouldn't be an expert on pairing food.
Yes.
But for me, I would enjoy it with a meat course.
Well, Brian, I've really enjoyed our conversation and I just want to thank you for your time today. And to you at home, until next time, sláinte.
I hope you enjoyed hearing my conversation with master distiller Brian Nation, and I hope you enjoyed this series of the Irish Distillers Tasting Club. It has been a pleasure to host this six-part series, sharing insights into how we create some of the world's most enjoyed Irish whiskies. Please feel free to leave a review and subscribe. I've been your host, Jerry Garland.